This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past two decades, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. That's D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's DougHaldeman.com.
You'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Thanks for joining us. So I'm joined today by my trusted co-host, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
It is always great to have you every day, Tammy.
Thank you.
Unlike the listeners who only get you once a week, I get you every day.
Woo!
Creates
yay.
A wonderful life. I love it.
You're so lucky.
It's, you, me, and our crazy lives with our eight kids and grandkid.
Oh my gosh. It's been crazy.
It has been crazy.
Yeah. Jess went on her honeymoon and had the grandbaby and for 4 days, and now I remember why I don't have babies right now.
It is nice having our youngest one all the way up to seven.
We're
not changing diapers anymore, except on the grandson.
Right. Adorable, but wow, lots of energy.
All right, so Tammy, let's jump into it here. Let's have some real estate talk. Let's have some finance talk. And when we're talking about finances, here is a recurring theme that I see that becomes a major problem for people, and that is lack of liquidity. Okay, it's like this 800-pound gorilla that can just crush you when you don't have liquidity. And when I say liquidity, what I mean by liquidity is that you don't have money in reserve. Okay, you don't have any cash, you know, basically out there, so that when something happens, you get that curveball thrown at you, you can actually dip into that reserve fund and be able to get your way out of it.
Right. And I mean, it's very few people are able to just save. I mean, we'll get into that maybe another time. But man, it's hard sometimes to have that. And it's easy to just go and spend or buy something, you know.
Well, my advice when it comes to reserve fund, just the general advice, is you need to have 6 months of housing payments in reserve. So if your house payment's $1,000 a month, you should have somewhere around $5,000 or $6,000 that you keep in a reserve account,
right,
money market account, some sort of savings account where you can get to it when you need it,
right,
for those emergency things. And even if somebody has credit card debt, I don't encourage using all that money to pay off the credit card debt first. I would recommend keep credit card debt out there until you have your reserve fund built up, and then you pay off the credit card debt.
Right.
But that's the untouchable money, because that is what keeps, you know, the overdraft fees down. It's what keeps all those expenses. So here's a couple of the unexpected things that seem to come up for people. The major car repair.
Ugh.
Yeah, big-time car repairs can be expensive. Medical issues. Okay, people have hospital or doctor bills. And especially with higher deductibles now, there's a lot more of it out of their pocket.
Yeah.
And the other phase of that is, with medical issues, is the time that can be missed from work if you have a medical issue.
True.
Or if one of your kids does.
Right.
Or how about a major house repair? What if you need a new roof on your house?
And these are all things you can't control. You don't know when they're going to happen.
Right. You don't know when they're going to happen, and you have to budget for them in advance. People live on the edge of their budget all the time, and it's scary. Like, they're one paycheck to the next. And here's another thing is, if you have a variable income, okay, if you have commissions or you have any type of income that's up and down at all, or say you're a seasonal worker, or if you're a tradesman where if the weather's bad, you can't work. Well, you better keep even more money in reserve than somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And some alternatives for liquidity, too, can be a home equity line of credit. Okay, home equity line of credit where you can access that when you need it. But, you know, I say that with a very big caution, you know, caution flag waving, saying don't use that as your piggy bank, your home equity line of credit.
Right.
Another one, some people have a family that they know they can count on. If they're ever in a pinch, they know they can count on family.
Or friends,
if they need money. Or if friends, too.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think it's best to be self-sufficient and make sure you keep proper liquidity for yourself. Get that 800-pound gorilla off of you that can crush you, because it takes away all your creativity, and you're under constant pressure when you're living paycheck to paycheck.
Yes, you are. Been there. Been there.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, Doug, there's a lot going on, kind of switching gears here a little bit, but the big lenders are losing a lot of business. You showed me a report that, you know, it's pretty interesting because Bank of America used to be like the big one that was, and Wells Fargo for that matter too, to take my loan to. But as my personal experience, the customer service was just so lacking there that if I had a question about my mortgage, I was a number, you know. So can you kind of bring everybody up to date on what's going on out there?
Yeah, so it's a great question, Tammy, because big lenders right now, and when I say big lenders, I'm talking about the Wells Fargos, Chase, mm-hmm. Bank of America, even Quicken Loans, PHH Mortgage, the really, really big players, that their business has been cut not just in half, it's been cut down to like a third or even a fourth of what it was before.
And why is that?
Okay, so quite a few reasons. Number one, I think that, you know, customer service is just not going to be good with the big lenders. Okay, consumers end up despising the big lenders because you feel like you're just a number.
Definitely. And listening to the queue, I have to be on hold for so long.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, so you're just a number, and people despise them because of the bailouts. They feel like they're some, you know, they're big conglomerates, and people just don't want to use the big lenders, and really they shouldn't. Another big reason for it is that they're losing purchase business because, you know, a lot of people would go to them for refinances, but nobody wants to go to these big lenders when they're purchasing a house. And, you know, you just can't trust them because you're probably not going to close on time. Real estate agents end up controlling where a lot of purchase business goes, and realtors will never refer to one of these big lenders. They just don't do it. And, you know, you ask the question, well, why is it important, you know, to know who realtors refer to, and why wouldn't realtors refer to them? Well, realtors' paychecks are tied to transactions closing smoothly. And, you know, they know exactly through extensive experience which lenders close loans on time and have competitive pricing and which ones don't. And they can't put their paycheck in the hands of one of these big lenders that's just not going to close on time.
Well, these big lenders became big for some reason. So, excuse me. So, who's using them? I mean, is it just people refinancing
a lot
totally?
A lot of times it's people who have their bank account with them, or maybe have their investment accounts with them, Wells Fargo Advisors.
Yeah.
And they may end up going through them just out of convenience. They're in the local branch, and they start saying, well, maybe I should just check in and refinance my home while I'm in mm-hmm. here. And they suck them right in.
Got it.
And then they regret it later. Their cost of doing business, their cost per closed transaction is much higher than a mid-sized mortgage bank. Mm-hmm. And that's when you really look at what's the takeaway from this. The sweet spot of this for a consumer on where to get a mortgage these days is not through the big lenders. It's through the mid-sized mortgage banks. Okay, that they may end up still selling it to a Chase. They may sell it to Wells Fargo on the secondary market, but they can originate it for a lot less money up front and give a lot better service.
Right.
And that's where all the professional loan officers are that are going to be able to give really good advice. And that's one of the reasons I chose Cherry Creek Mortgage to work with, because, you know, we're the number 21 lender in the country. We did over $3 billion in loans last year. So I would call us a very big mortgage bank, but we're not in the category of Wells Fargo or Chase,
right.
That we actually still have a lot of control over our transactions.
Right. Well, and you guys just really handle everyone as a relationship building opportunity, meaning that you'll do just about anything to help them get through the biggest purchase of their life. And it's really cool to see how you guys work as a great team.
Well, and we're very conscientious about it because we feel like if we're going to help somebody create the largest debt of their life, then we have a responsibility to help them professionally manage that debt.
Right.
So our job begins when we close our first loan, and we want to be there. You know, I'm still young enough, even though I have a grandson, I'm still young enough that I'm going to be doing this for the next 20 years or more.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm going to help close their first loan, but I'm going to help them close their next loan and every loan after that.
Right.
So if you're in a position where you need advice on your mortgage, okay, whether you're purchasing a home or even if you want to look into refinancing, reach out to me. Okay, you could call or text me anytime at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684 are the numbers for it. Or you can visit our website anytime at DougHaldeman.com, DougHaldeman.com. So in case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. Tammy, there was a website that
oh,
I turned
yeah.
you on to that you just
yeah.
loved. that I think everybody listening will want to hear about it too.
I'm excited to talk about it. It's called homefacts.com. It's HOMEFACTS.com.
Homefacts.com. And exactly. What is it that you like so much about the site?
Well, what was really cool is I could type in my home address and it would give me all the things that, honestly, real estate agents are not able to share with you when you're going to buy a home.
Right. Legally, real estate agents can't share certain things with you.
Right. And it just provided all my property information, the schools, the libraries, unemployment rates, the environment hazards. Did you know we had 6 spills close to us? You know, if those are right. things that are concerned for you, I think it's really interesting. It shows you the crime stats of your area.
With the crime stats, it even showed mm-hmm. the drug labs. It showed sex offenders
right.
and their exact address, and you could map them out to see how close are they
right.
To your neighborhood.
Exactly. And kind of scary because there's a couple close, so got to be aware. But, that is so cool to be able to have one-stop shopping, basically, if you're interested in getting all this data.
Well, and we don't have any vested interest in the site. We don't get paid any money for referring people to them. We just thought it was interesting.
Very cool.
On the Doug Haldeman Show, we always want to bring as many resources to you as possible that can help in your search for a home, that can help mm-hmm. anything that's real estate related. Even if you're not searching for a home, it's good to look up on your own house.
Oh, yeah.
It lists the police stations,
natural disasters.
Fire stations.
That was cool.
Yeah, yeah. The natural disaster risk. What's your risk of earthquake? What's mm-hmm. your risk of tornado, hurricane, hailstorms? I think our risk of hurricanes pretty darn low.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, tornado in Whitmore, where we live, is pretty high, I guess.
It was actually middle of the road.
Right.
So it wasn't that we were low and we weren't high. So
it also showed number of building permits mm-hmm. and even census data. And then housing census data. So it would tell
just cool.
Like how many single family houses, what the predominant classes of houses were. So all that I thought was pretty cool. Homefacts.com. Mm-hmm. If you want to visit it, no vested interest for us about it, but just thought it would be a great resource that we could bring to you.
Mm-hmm.
So Tammy, I'm going to ask a question. Have you ever heard that poor is just an attitude? You can't get ahead. You'll never win with money. I know we've heard it from lots of people. Well, coming up, we'll be exploring the 25 myths broke people believe. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.